In Cairo's Tahrir or Liberation Square, crowds still swelling. We have reports of attendance there of perhaps between 1 million and 2 million people gathered in the center of Cairo. Let's take you now right into the crowd with BBC correspondent John Sudworth. He's part of the crowd there and reports from outside the square.
Monday morning and the traffic is running, although at nothing like its normal volume. Some shops are open. I've just passed a dry cleaner's with a man in the doorway busy catching up on what looks like a week or so of lost business. And here at this road junction is something we haven't seen for a while. Police officers back on their beat controlling the traffic. But there's also a small crowd gathering around them and an impassioned debate is breaking out. A microcosm, if you like, of a wider public debate about the best way forward for the country from here.
Police! Harameya Baltageya! Down! Police down!
Some of these people are angry that the police are back. It's the alleged police brutality, of course, that is one of the issues at the heart of the protests, whereas others here are simply pleased to see some sign of a return to law and order.
The police back to the street today is very good. That's very good. Some people, there's no security, so they have to protect the people on the street.
Whether the police are welcomed back or not, one thing is beyond dispute. The army has been showing much more tolerance and restraint. Tahrir Square is no longer a war zone. It now resembles something of a people's parliament. Protesters walking, talking and holding animated discussions. But elsewhere in the square there are other opinions on display. Communists, for example, and over here in this corner, Islamists. Mamdur Ismail is a prominent Islamist lawyer. I ask him how he responds to the concern that Islamic parties, the Muslim Brotherhood in particular, might now try to move into the power vacuum. We believe in democracy, he tells me. The choice of who comes next, Muslim Brotherhood or anyone else, is up to the people. For now, then, things may be more peaceful. But the brief arrival of fighter jets in the sky were seen by many as a warning that the military may yet take a tougher line. So much is still to be decided.
That is John Sudworth with our partner, the BBC, reporting live from Cairo this morning. We have this comment from Mohamed Al-Baradei, the Nobel Peace Laureate, who called on President Mubarak to step down no later than Friday.
They hope that this will end today or Friday at the latest, and they call the coming Friday the Friday of departure. But I hope that President Mubarak will take heed before then and leave the country after 30 years of rule and give the people a chance.
At this point, with the number of people gathered in Cairo, Friday seems like a pretty long timeline. It could be before then that we see some kind of change in the leadership.
The sun's starting to dip in the horizon there in Cairo. It's late afternoon.
And we will continue coverage of the developments out of Egypt all morning.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.